WRPQ Baraboo.
W279 EG Reedsburg.
ABC News, I'm Sherry Preston. The Senate has passed a $95 billion aid package for Ukraine, Israel, and Taiwan. A small group of GOP senators opposed to the money for Ukraine, including Wisconsin's Ron Johnson. They held the floor through the night, arguing the U.S. should focus on its own problems before sending any more money overseas.
As sympathetic as I am for the Ukrainian people, I don't see how sending another $60 billion helps their plight.
The bill now heads to the House, where a group of Republicans there are also opposing it. According to those close to negotiations, progress is being made toward a deal to bring about a ceasefire in Gaza and free hostages who are still being held. Former President Trump wants the Supreme Court to weigh in on his absolute immunity claim, his lawyers filing an emergency appeal with the High Court on Monday. We get a key reading on inflation this morning when the Labor Department releases the Consumer Price Index. Economists expect it will show falling prices for the third month in a row. This is ABC News.
From the SSM Health News Center, this is Max News with Jim Finn.
Last Friday morning, two Baraboo men were arrested for alleged possession of methamphetamine. 31-year-old David Hoffman and 43-year-old Luis Rosbaugh were arrested following the execution of a narcotic search warrant in the 400 block of 11th Street. According to the Baraboo Police Department, six adults were at the residence. Hoffman and Rosbaugh were arrested on probation and parole warrants and tentatively charged with possession of meth and drug paraphernalia, as well as maintaining a drug trafficking place. A Mineral Point daycare provider accused in the death of a four-month-old boy pleaded guilty to several child neglect charges on Monday morning. Joanna Ford pleaded guilty to five child neglect charges, including one count of neglecting a child where the consequence is death. She also pleaded guilty to retail theft. Ford faces a maximum of 25 years in prison for the charge of neglecting a child with a consequence of death, while the remaining charges each carry up to 3 years and 6 months in prison. For Max FM News, I'm Jim Finn.
Max FM, Jim City Weather.
It is going to be mostly sunny today. We'll get to 37 for a high this afternoon, with wind out of the northwest at 5 to 15. Tonight, partly cloudy, low of 24. Tomorrow, partly cloudy and mild.
99.7.
Thank you so much for joining us this morning. We hope you're having a great Tuesday. Hey, at least we made it through Monday. That's the worst part of the week, right? Now we can just move on. Steve Winwood now.
80s, 90s, and more.
Love Jack.
You say,
oh, tainted love.
99 Max FM.
And the earth was last night's bed. I don't know where I'm going. Only God knows where I've been. I'm a devil on the run. A six-gun lover. A candle in the wind.
John Bon Jovi, there is Blaze of Glory, maximum hits of the 80s, 90s, and more, 99.7 Max FM. It's 11 minutes after 7 now. Finn, good morning. How are you on this Tuesday?
I'm doing great. I was having a Young Guns flashback there while Bon Jovi was. Well, that was Young Guns. That was a whole bunch of the Brat Packers, right?
Yes, I believe Emilio.
And
was it Lou Diamond Phillips in that one, too?
Yeah. Kiefer Sutherland, maybe? Yeah,
they all decided
they wanted wanted to do a Western, so that's
it's been
what a happened.
Really long time since I've watched or even thought about Young Guns. That might have to go on a watch list at some point. Anything new and exciting happening in your world right now?
I got nothing. It's just kind of the usual, you know, dog walking, more dog walking, and then, you know, some dog walking.
Exactly. Yeah. Well, as long as they're happy, then the world is happy, right?
Yes.
If you live in a house with dogs, the saying happy wife, happy life does not exist, because the dogs will always come first. That, and if you have young kids, those always come first as well. So it's an old wives' tale of a saying, I think.
How about you? How was your day yesterday?
What did we do yesterday? Dexter had a chiropractor appointment. It was so memorable, I can't even remember. Dexter had a chiropractor appointment yesterday, ran a couple of errands because I've got to make Aspie some food to take with us to Minneapolis this weekend, because she's going to be a traveling girl. She's going. The Airbnb is dog compatible, so excited about that. So I've got to make sure we have enough food for her to go along with us. I needed a couple things for the house, and then really just came home, did a few chores that I didn't do on Super Bowl Sunday that really needed to be done, and that was pretty much it. We made turkey bacon sliders for dinner last night with some sweet potato tots, and just kind of hung out, watched some TV, and that was pretty much the extent of our day. It doesn't get much better than that.
Lead exciting lives, right?
Right, I know. Well, not every day can be like a party day, right? Yeah. Like, sometimes you just gotta have a normal day. And then today I do have to be in Madison. I have doctor's appointments that I have to go to, which, whatever.
That's not fun.
I know. We all know how much I love a good doctor's appointment, so I'm very, very excited. Now, my doctor is fantastic. I love her to pieces. She is one of the best. It's just the whole thought of being there that just makes something in my anxiety go way, way through the roof when I even have to pull up to a clinic. So, not exactly what I want to do on a Tuesday. But
will you have any time to do anything fun while
actually
you're down there?
No, because I think Dexter's going with my appointments later in the day. Dexter just wants to ride along. He's going to hang out in the waiting room, I guess, and read a book. Which I was like, okay, since when do you actually sit down and read a book on your phone? But I'll take it. He's like, I'll read a book. He's like, I'll listen to some music. I'll wait for you. And I said, you know that maybe I'll have time to run and get some apples at Costco, and then we're going to head home, right?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Now, I don't know what this weird phenomenon is. As soon as his brother left the house, Dexter wants to hang out with me all the time. All the time. It's the weirdest thing ever, because we're at an age where, you know, he doesn't really want to be with his parents, but he wants to hang out with me all the time. If I go anywhere, he's like, I might go with you. And then all of a sudden he's dressed and he's ready to go. It's very strange to me. Now, when we're at home, he pretends like I'm the most annoying person on the face of the earth if I even knock on his door. If I'm leaving the house, though, he insists on going with me. I don't know why that is. And it's only happened since his brother's moved to Milwaukee. And so it's very strange. It's a little unsettling. Like, he's plotting something and I'm not sure what it is yet.
Be careful with those teenagers.
I know, right? They're a little fickle, and you never quite know what it is. If he wants something, if he truly just enjoys hanging out with me without his brother around now, I'm not really sure, but I'm skeptical. I'll take it while I've got it, but I'm a little skeptical of the whole thing. So,
what are you after, young man?
Exactly.
I know exactly what you're saying. Yeah.
I don't understand it at all.
But you should be grateful, I guess, right?
Right.
I mean,
that's how I keep looking at it. I mean, unless he's plotting my demise, which then then I don't know how to feel about the whole thing. But it is very strange, a little unsettling. Hey, mentioning the Super Bowl on Sunday, we've learned a whole lot more about the festivities now that, you know, ratings have come out and there's been winners crowned and all of that kind of stuff. Now, I don't know if we all know this. We should by now, but the Taylor Swift effect, it is real, people. Super Bowl 58 averaged 123 million viewers, making it the most watched Super Bowl ever. 120 million of those just alone on CBS. We're not talking any of the other streaming platforms. Last year's Chiefs-Eagles game set the previous record, which was 115 million. And according to CBS, more than 200 million viewers watched all or part of Super Bowl 58 across their networks, which is the highest total audience in history, which is absolutely insane. Most of those people, as it turns out, first-time Super Bowl viewers just trying to get a glimpse of Taylor Swift. So the effect is real. It's real. I mean, we've joked about it, we've laughed about it, but it's obviously here to stay, right? The Kansas City Chiefs hosted a rager after the Super Bowl on Sunday night. Taylor was, in fact, there. There's been great video of them having a really good time. Drake, because he definitely needs to make more money in this world, right? He bet $1.1 million on the Chiefs to win, which means he walked away with a payout on Sunday night of $2.3 million, a profit of $1.19 million when you break it all down figure by figure, and he claimed he was going to make a fan super blessed at his show in St. Louis last night, interestingly enough. Now, this is really fun. Usher obviously did the Super Bowl halftime show. He wanted his longtime friend Justin Bieber to join him for the Super Bowl halftime show. Well, Bieb sources say he just wasn't feeling it. I don't know if Biebs really feels much of anything at this point. Now, speaking of halftime, remember when Alicia Keys, her voice cracked when she actually started singing?
Yeah.
It wasn't the best start, but it picked up after that. Well, that's been corrected on the official version on YouTube. And Usher had a very good Sunday night, because obviously headlining the Super Bowl halftime show, a memorable moment for any artist. It wasn't the most memorable thing, though, that he did on Sunday. Turns out that he married his longtime girlfriend. Her name is Jennifer. It was a quick wedding spot called Vegas Weddings on the same day. How romantic is Usher. Aww. My goodness. His mother served as the witness, and the couple obtained a marriage license a few days prior. They've been together since 2019, and they have two kids, and now they're officially dating. Or married. I wonder if that was before or after the halftime show that he married his girlfriend.
That's what I was wondering. I mean, like, if he held out on her and said,
right,
yeah, I'm not going to marry you until after
right.
the Super Bowl halftime show.
Yeah, I mean, it's kind of interesting, but at any rate, they are now married, so ladies, he's off the market. I know you got a glimpse of the shirtless Usher during the halftime show. He's officially off the market, though, now. And then there's, of course, Kanye West. Kanye. He ran a Yeezy commercial during the Super Bowl. You know, all these other companies are spending $7 million to produce these commercials. Yeezy used his phone in the back of a car, which sounds very Kanye-like. He's saving up for all of those lawsuits from Donna Summers and from also Ozzy Osbourne. So you got to be careful with the funds. He claims, though, he has made $19 million in sales from that low quality ad for Yeezy that he ran during the Super Bowl. Who knows? Okay. Maybe he has. But well, it's Kanye. That could be a 1. It could be a 9. It could be a 6. Who really knows at this point? Because we all know that Kanye is a little insane. So there is that part of it. And now people are also trashing Alyssa Milano, sweet little Sam from Who's the Boss, because she apparently posted a picture with her son at the Super Bowl. Now, recently, she posted a GoFundMe link to raise $10,000 for a trip for her kids' baseball team. So, of course, there was a whole lot of backlash. Yeah. Like, if you can afford to go to the Super Bowl, why are you GoFunding me like to raise this money? There are sources close to Milano, though, that say she actually won those tickets in a fundraiser raffle for the American Cancer Society. So it is possible, people. There's an explanation for this. And she didn't actually pay thousands of dollars to attend the game. And maybe she didn't. Who really knows? But it seems like that could be a likely scenario as well. I mean, because there's always maybe more than one side to every story.
Yeah, because people were upset about that. They were a lot of social media activity on that one.
You know, really, honestly, if that's all you have to do in a day, I mean, tell me your secret. Tell me your secret if that's all you have to do in a day is get upset over some celebrity's social media status, because I want that schedule. That's the schedule I want to go through life on if I have time to get that upset over celebrity statuses on social media.
Yeah,
let's face it, they're human too. Sometimes they're a little blind to the times, and sometimes they post things that they shouldn't. We have all seen it. Ignore it. Move on with life. Is it really that necessary to actually voice your opinion? I believe not. But little Super Bowl fun yet, even though the festivities are completely over. And now, football fans, we just sit and wait for the dark days of no football and wait for the draft, which is just a few weeks away. Combine is only 15 days away, in case you've got some prospects you're keeping an eye on. I had a good conversation with Chris Hovel about the whole thing yesterday. We're in the camp that the Green Bay Packers could have competed against either of those teams in the Super Bowl. And that's not just our rose-colored Packers glasses on, because we know that the defense needed a lot of work. But that offense, it could have definitely manhandled both of those teams.
Yeah.
So we feel a promising young team on the horizon. That's where our offseason opinion stand as of right now for the Packers. So, yay.
Yeah.
Because no, everybody cares about what we think of the Green Bay Packers, right? Everybody cares.
And now we just have to wait.
We do. But you know what? It's going to be a great offseason. There's a lot of fun stuff happening. It's going to be a normal season for the offseason for the Green Bay Packers, finally, after 4 long years of a lot of drama. And really, at this point, the only big thing we're waiting on is to see how they move around some of their pieces as far as some of the players, maybe renegotiate some contracts. We got reports yesterday that the Jordan Love extension will probably come right before training camp. They're probably working on that as we speak, but we won't actually know the details, and it won't be filed with the NFL until right before camp, most likely. That was according to local reporters yesterday, as well as some of the national talking heads who kind of know more about the whole situation. So should be interesting, but nice, normal offseason. That's what we should be excited about as Green Bay Packers fans. Because right about now, there's a quarterback who's heading into a darkness retreat with his hallucinogenics and listening to Dolphin Fornication. So, you know, that's where we're at there. They can have that. We're going to have a nice, normal off season for the first time in a while. My goodness. We've got to take a look at this forecast right now, Finn, because today is not going to be bad weather-wise, right? And we're talking a few clouds sticking around, a little cooler than yesterday. High right around 37, though, so still not bad whatsoever. Tonight, partly cloudy down to 28. Tomorrow, going to be very mild with lots of sunshine, a high near 47. And then tomorrow night, we could actually see a rain-snow mix eventually changing all to snow. We may even see a couple inches. That is possible. Down to 30 tomorrow night. Right now, it is 29.
High fashion doesn't have to mean a high price tag. Amber Lux Consignment Boutique in downtown Baraboo has name brand women, men, infant, and children clothing items, shoes, designer handbags, gift items, and much more. Women owned and operated, Amber Lux Consignment Boutique is located at 121 5th Street in Baraboo. New items are added daily. Stop in Tuesday through Saturday to find your new fashion focus for less at Amber Lux Consignment Boutique of Baraboo.
Okay, guys, I've devised a plan to find better home internet. Kids, you scout the web for the best deals. Honey, you monitor our projected data usage.
Or we could avoid that hassle and go with U.S. Cellular's home internet. There's no guesswork, and their internet's faster than ever.
New plan. Ellen, you sign up for U.S. Cellular home internet. Madison, you bring me snacks while I stream the game. Let's do this.
Bundle and save on U.S. Cellular's new and improved home internet. Just $29.99 when bundled with a wireless plan. U.S. Cellular, built for us.
Terms apply. Visit cellplus.com for details.
For 40 years, Habitat for Humanity of Wisconsin River Area has been dedicated to serving our community by helping local people in need. And this year, we are asking you to join us in our mission. This is John. Call me at 370-4985 for more information on how you can be part of our 40 for 40 volunteer challenge. It's a great way to meet new people, be a part of something big, and you might just have some fun too. See HFHWisconsinRiver.org to be part of our 40th anniversary celebration.
7:25 right now. Thank you so much for joining us this morning. Looking over at my puppy, all kenneled, sleeping this morning, taking her nap. She must be a little cold. She's got the noseberry. Time to turn on the heater just for Aspen. It's Ball Lab Duel now. This is Straight Up on 99.7 Max FM.
Like to get my love caught in the slamming door. How about some information? tell me, baby. I've been a fool before, wouldn't like to keep my love caught in the slamming door. Are you more than hot for me, or am I a page in your history? Oh, I don't mean to make demands, but the word and the deed go hand in hand. How about some information?
Maximum hits of the 80s, 90s, and more, 99.7 Max FM. It is 7:29 right now. I love Paula Abdul right away in the morning. Of course, we all know that I'm going to be seeing her this summer in Milwaukee when she's with the New Kids on the Block in that blockbuster tour that they've got happening.
Is she opening for them?
I'm not sure if she's opening because they're going to be touring with DJ Jazzy Jeff from DJ Jazzy Jeff and the Fresh Prince as well. So I don't know if it's a collaborative effort, if she comes out on stage at some point. I don't really know, but I know I'm going to be there because I was in Dallas at a Chaser convention just a weekend ago, and that is the penance that Corey Hartman must face for making me go to Dallas to the Chaser convention. So I know I'm going to be there, but I'm excited. I mean, when I say a blockbuster tour too, I mean, like, you know, weird pavilions on lakefronts and some like outside fairs and a few casinos as well. Not quite the luster that they used to have, the New Kids on the Block and Paula Abdul, but I'm very excited because I am, in fact, a late 80s, early 90s kid. So,
yeah.
should be a great show. Absolutely. I have to keep reminding my husband, though, to buy me the tickets for said show because somehow I feel like we're going to just, air quotes, forget to buy them.
I was going to say, is there a chance he's going to weasel out of this somehow? Or
I feel like he's going to try. I am not going to allow that to happen. That is not.
Yeah, you
got to
hold your ground.
I know.
Think about it. I mean, you went
an entire weekend there. Yeah. It's not happening. And he is wearing an I Love Donnie t-shirt just in case anybody is. He will wear one because I'm going to order it. And that's the only shirt I'm going to have available for him the night that we're getting ready to leave. So.
This is what happens.
This is what happens when you make me do things I don't want to do. I've always said I'm a little passive aggressive, so you take what you get.
I love it.
Of course, tomorrow is Valentine's Day, Finn, and so if you haven't planned anything for your significant other and you want to, well, now would be the time to start because you're like 24 hours away from having an amazing Valentine's Day. People say it's the thought that counts for birthdays and Christmas, and they may or may not mean that. For Valentine's Day, that sentiment actually does fly for most people. The National Retail Federation just released a survey showing the top 7 things that we're buying for Valentine's Day. And even though Valentine's Day is, again, tomorrow, just another little quick reminder, there's still time to get most of these items. So number 1 on the list is candy. Probably something a little bit more special like your basic M&Ms or your Sour Patch Kids. You might want to up your game on that one a little bit. Yeah. Right? Yeah. I'm sure if you go to Baraboo Candy Company, they'll be happy to help you out. You know, if you want to do something even different than that, there's options. But I would try to, you know, spring for something not in the dollar aisle of the store. Just throwing that out there. Greeting cards is another thing that we're going to be purchasing. Just pick one with the right tone. Write a sweet note on the inside. You know, a lot of people love those types of things. Flowers is another one that we're thinking about this Valentine's Day. Now, it might be a little too late to have them delivered to somebody, but you can actually pick them up and deliver them yourself, which to me is actually an even better sentiment, right? Mm-hmm. Because you show up with them. An evening out is something else that people are looking at. A little thoughtful planning can really go a long way. Of course, 24 hours to plan now, so get going on this. Mm-hmm. Jewelry, if you know what they like. Otherwise, it might be more of a pricey impulse buy, which is not ever never a good thing. My husband will never attempt to buy me jewelry. He has told people that time and time again because I'm very picky about what I wear. My family owned a jewelry store for a really long time. And so from the time I was super, super little, I mean, like literally hours old, I had jewelry because that's just what happened in my family. I had the baby bracelets and the baby rings. And in fact, last night, my husband upgraded my jewelry box for me, which I so, so appreciate because I needed a new one. I'd kind of outgrown the one I had. So he bought me a little bit bigger one, you know, and it's kind of fancy. It's got doors that open and necklaces can hang and all of that good stuff. So I was very excited last night when I was getting it all together. And then I found the coolest thing, and I almost forgot about it. I'm going to work on making it into a bracelet. When I was born, my uncle, who was the jeweler, ran down to the jewelry store and took two wedding bands and basically soldered and melted them until my initials were inside this wedding, one of the wedding bands, and he made the initials out of the other wedding band, and I still have the charm that he made for me years and years and years ago. I mean, obviously, I'm going on 46 years old, so it's really old. My initials obviously haven't stayed the same being married and things, but I really want to put it on some sort of bracelet because it's sentimental. It was made for me, and I think that would be a really cool way to wear it. So that is like my next goal in life with my jewelry is to get this made into some sort of bracelet, just like a little charm bracelet or something like that. This is why, though, my husband will not ever attempt to buy me jewelry because I am very specific about what I want and my taste.
Well, you were raised in it, so I mean.
I was.
Yeah.
I was. You know, when I was 16 years old, I was already wearing tennis bracelets. My family thought that was a good idea for some reason because apparently that's just what you do, you know? But I never wore mine, unfortunately, which much to the demise of my family, it was just another disappointing moment in my life for them. So there you go. Clothing is another thing that we're looking at this Valentine's Day. It's another one of those more challenging things to pick out, though, especially if you're doing it last minute. You really got to know the person you're buying for, sizes, all of that kind of stuff, because you don't want them wearing a small and you walk in with a large or something like that. That'd be a little insulting, I think. Plus, you know, everybody's got a certain style they like to uphold. So that one gets a little tricky. And then finally, a gift certificate. You know, you pair it with a nice card with a nice sentiment in it, a personal note, let them know that you're thinking about them and you want them to be happy and go get something that they really, really want. You can't usually go wrong like that. Everybody likes essentially free cash, right? So there you go. You could do a gift certificate. Now, is it the most romantic gift you could give a significant other? Absolutely not. But you also ensure that they're happy at the end of the day, which might be the most important part about Valentine's Day.
I'll vouch for that. Yeah.
Right? Now, I know you always have a trickier time because Valentine's Day is when you propose to your lovely wife, Chris. Are you guys doing anything big for Valentine's Day, or is it pretty low key at your house tomorrow?
We are actually going out for dinner tonight. So
okay,
we're gonna
beat the crowd.
Yeah, we're gonna do the Valentine's thing tonight.
Nice.
And then I'm sure tomorrow will just be a little bit more low key. I mean, it's pretty easy for me, though. It's usually there's got to be chocolates.
Sure.
So there's that. Usually flowers.
Sure.
So there's that. And then there's usually the dinner. So, I mean, that's usually the chain of events there. But remember when it was just so easy when you just gave the little candy hearts?
Mm-hmm.
I mean, that was
like in those little postcard type Valentine's in the little mailboxes that you made in elementary school. Yeah, life was so much easier that way. You know, it's weird, though, because even as homeschoolers, my kids were in a lot of homeschool groups. And every year, our one group had a really big Valentine's Day party because we wanted our kids to have some of the same experiences that kids in traditional, you know, school settings had. So we would give out Valentine's and we'd bring in the cupcakes and we'd make Valentine's Day boxes. And I just remember one year thinking, why has this gotten so complicated? Because it wasn't just those little postcard things that you rip out on the perforation anymore. I mean, moms were going to all out making like dum-dum suckers, you know, like these little things with cards, and they had little sayings. And I mean, we went all out on our kids, like a Valentine's Day boxes. We went all out. I was like, when did this change? My mom used to be like, here, throw this in somebody's box and call it a day, you know? And then all of a sudden, we're like making it hard and we're making it crafty and stuff like that. And I was like, why can't we just make it simple again? Where's my Power Rangers cards that I remember? We've complicated things beyond belief, right? Yeah. I loved those stupid cards, though. They were always fun. It was always interesting to see, like, what the different stuff in that kids were into in your class, right? Yeah. Because you could tell based on the card that they gave you what kind of stuff they really liked to do. So that was always my favorite part of those little Valentine's Day. And the boxes, was your box ever elaborate? I mean, mine was, because I was an over-the-top, overachiever kind of student. And my mom was kind of over the top as well. So we always made sure I had kind of an elaborate Valentine's Day box. But I remember going to our homeschool group, and we had, you know, some pretty eclectic kids in there and into like science and the STEM type stuff. I mean, this one kid, he made a box that when you hit the marble and it went down the thing, that the door popped open. And I was like, wow, what are we doing here? Yeah. I mean, it was all made out of cardboard and stuff, but I was like, wow, this is not my
That's
second
pretty
grade.
Elaborate.
I yeah. know this, it was not like the second grade robot that I made years and years before. Speaking of which, my kids reprised that "When You're a Robot." It was very, very cute, covered it in foil, had an opening on the tummy. We put
that
long,
sounds awesome.
We made arms out of foil and, you know, accordioned them and put hearts on the hands and the feet, and it was really kind of cute. It was pretty nice. Pretty darn cool. Yeah. But it's gotten really hard even for elementary students, because we've complicated it so much. Go get your Ninja Turtle cards and call it a day, people.
Right. Keep it simple.
Right. I never did that either with my kids, so I don't have a lot of room to talk, but I wish I had, because it would have saved a lot of hot glue burns on my fingertips right yeah. before that Valentine's Day party. That's for sure. No matter how you're going to be celebrating tomorrow, make sure you have a wonderful day. Our celebration is going to be this weekend in the Twin Cities, obviously combining a whole bunch of stuff. Dexter's birthday, seeing friends, Valentine's Day. My husband looked at me last night and he goes, "You're still fasting, aren't you?" And I said, "Yes." And he goes, "This is the easiest Valentine's Day ever. You're cheap to feed right now." He's like, "You can't eat chocolate." He goes, "I'm not bringing you flowers," because he said your allergies are out of control. He's like, "This is simple."
Well, now, do you have any concrete plans when you're in the cities this weekend?
I mean, we do have dinner with friends on Saturday night. I know that for sure. It's supposed to actually be cold. I was hoping it was going to be a lot like it has been the last few days, but no, I knew that was going to happen. Mother Nature is not going to give us warmth. I think the high on Saturday is 24 degrees with breeze out of the north. So, you know, we'll probably do a lot of indoor activities. For some reason, Dexter really wants to hit the Mall of America. I'm not really sure why, but it's his kind of birthday weekend. So I guess if that's what the kid wants to do, that's what we'll do. I don't know why we want to do that, but okay. Yeah. I'm not a big Mall of America fan. I'm not a big mall fan in general. Yeah. So, it's his birthday, so we'll do
team,
that.
I guess. Yeah.
Exactly. Yeah. And there's a couple other things that he wants to do if we have time. Now, Corey is actually heading to California from Minneapolis. So on Sunday, we are on a schedule, because I have to drop him off at the Minneapolis airport, and then he is flying to Burbank, California for a few days. So, you know, it's going to be a very weird kind of trip. We're going to go with him, come back without him. I don't know. So
strange.
Yeah, it is. It's going to feel very weird. But all I said to Dexter is, I was like, "You have to stay awake." And I said, "Because I have to drive home." I said, "You and Aspen cannot clunk out the back seat and go sound asleep." "I'll do my best, Mom," which means literally 5 minutes from the airport. I'm going to look over at
that
him.
That is the worst. I mean, when you've got to make a major trek like that and you have to do the driving and nobody is awake to keep you company during the drive back. I mean, that is so...
I know.
My kids are pretty good about it, but Chris is notorious. I mean, she will crash out. But,
that's usually what I do. And so when Corey's driving, when I drive by myself, if it's a long drive, I do get sleepy. Luckily, Aspen will be with us, so I have an excuse of stopping for potty breaks for the dog too, you know, to get her legs out and stretch. Because, I mean, it's only 4 hours, but, you know, if you stop halfway down the road, then at least you get out of the car a little bit, you get some fresh air. If it's a little chillier out, that's going to help as well. So we'll make it, and we'll be just fine. But I was like, I could really use like your support and encouragement right now. I'll stay awake, Mom.
I'll try.
He won't. He's notorious for falling asleep in the car. That's what the kid does. It's, in fact, when he was little, that's how we got him to go to sleep. Now, we weren't the type of parents who only drove around to get our kid to sleep, but there were some nights when we just couldn't get him to calm down because he already had ADHD and he was already on level 22 when it was bedtime, right? So we would get in the car and we'd be like, let's just go for a little ride. And we'd literally get two blocks from home and he would be out. Absolutely out. Now, we were lucky, though, because Dexter was one of those kids that once he was out like that, then you could actually lift him and carry him and move him around, and he had no idea it was happening. So we would go a couple blocks, we'd get home, and then we'd put him back in his little crib, and then he'd go sound asleep, and he would actually sleep through the night. So we were always fortunate that way. And we didn't do it very often, but once in a while, especially as a toddler, when we needed him to come down from whatever echelon he was on, we'd jump in the car and we'd be like, all right, we're going to go for just a little drive here. That'll calm the masses a little bit.
Because at least you could get him out of the car seat. Yes. My son, Colin, he was attached to that car seat. I mean, you take him for a drive, he'd fall asleep. But then once you got him back, mm-hmm. if you put him in the crib, he'd wake up immediately. And so half the time, he was sleeping in his car seat.
Yeah.
Just because, you know.
You do what you got to do, people.
Exactly. Right?
If you have a sleeping child, we all know as parents, you do not disrupt that sleeping right. child, especially if it's been hours
because
and hours.
You need sleep mm-hmm. too.
That's right. No, Dexter, when he would finally fall asleep that hard, it was literally like moving a corpse. It really was. He became dead weight. Yeah. He was just, he could do anything with him and he'd have no idea. And it's so funny because there were times when we would go drive around and I'd be like, oh shoot, you know, because you're trying to get him to sleep. I'd be like, he needed a diaper change kind of thing. You mm-hmm. could change his diaper and everything and he'd stay sound asleep as long as he was in his crib. So I was like, okay, well, we're gonna, and once he crashed. So that uh-huh. was the good news.
You were lucky,
Max,
that way.
Yeah, Max, on the other hand, he could hear a feather drop from a tree 7 miles away and uh-huh. he'd be like, I'm up, what are we doing? Uh-huh. Oh, dude, go back to sleep. Yikes. Coming up, we're gonna take a detailed look at your forecast. We are talking about cooler temperatures today, the clouds sticking around as well, a little bit more mild though tomorrow. We'll tell you more about it coming up in just a moment. We'll also have a look at sports with Mike Ganger next here on Max FM. Right now, your community calendar brought to you by Community First Bank.
This is Kim Smeltz from the Investment Center at Community First Bank. Does your retirement plan fit your vision? Your plan should be as unique as you are. Whatever you envision, let's discuss the right investment mix, risk tolerance, and time horizon. Contact me today to help align your strategy with your retirement dream.
Experience the difference at Community First Bank. CFBankInvestmentCenter.com. Securities and insurance offered through LPL or its affiliates are not insured by FDIC or any other government agency. Not bank guaranteed, not bank deposits or obligations may lose value.
Here's a look at some of the upcoming area events brought to you by Community First Bank. It's time for the Sauk Prairie Sweet Treat Walk. It's happening on Saturday, February 17th from 10 a.m. until 1 p.m. The businesses of Sauk Prairie hope that you can join them for this fun-filled sweet treat and fundraising day. All proceeds will be going to the Pathway Home of South Central Wisconsin. You'll be able to purchase tickets the day of the event. The cost is $5 per person. 3 and under are free. Wristbands will be available for purchase at the C2 Juicery, Sauk Prairie Fitness, and Baraboo Chamber. During the event, you won't have to go in any order, but businesses in Prairie du Sac and Sauk City will be happy to welcome you and have some sweet treats. There'll also be bucket raffles, 50-50 raffle, punch cards. If you have any questions, all the information can be found at Sauk Prairie Sweet Treat Walk 2024, and just search that on Facebook. Again, this will be benefiting the Pathway Home of South Central Wisconsin and is presented by Brunker Realty Group. And Downtown Portage will be hosting their Winter Fest event. It's going to be on Saturday, February 17th. There'll be a number of downtown sales at local businesses, plus prizes and activities for the whole family. Go to portagewi.com for all the details for that event.
The way we use our homes is changing. And as your local Carrier experts, we're here to help you improve your indoor comfort. From optimizing the performance of your heating and cooling system to ensuring your indoor air is cleaner and healthier, we're committed to delivering premium comfort and helping you breathe a little easier.
See Prairie Plumbing and Heating at 402 John Q. Adams Street in Sauk City. Call 643-8531. Carrier, turn to the experts.
With Max FM Sports,
I'm Mike Ganger. Last night in girls basketball, the Sauk Prairie Eagles go on the road and get a 57-26 win over River Valley, and New Glarus with a 63-42 win over Mount Horeb. Hockey regionals get started this week for both the boys and the girls tournaments. Boys action will begin tonight. The Sauk Prairie Eagles are the 9 seed. They'll be traveling to Sun Prairie East West tonight. That's the 8 seed. Winner of that matchup will be taking on Edgewood, the 1 seed. 7:30 is the puck drop this evening. Also around the area, Reedsburg, Wisconsin Dells is the 12 seed. They'll be heading to Madison Memorial. Baraboo Portage, they'll be the 14 seed going into the tournament. Tonight, they'll be at Middleton. 7 o'clock start time for it. Brackets can be found at WIAWI.org. Then coming up on Thursday is when the Badger Lightning girls hockey will start their tournament. They're the 4 seed. They're going to be hosting Sun Prairie West Co-op out at Pierce Park. Again, that'll be Thursday at 7 o'clock. Also this evening for the Baraboo Thunderbird girls, they're going to be hosting Edgewood at 7:15. It's going to be senior night for the T-Birds, and the boys basketball squad will travel to Sauk Prairie tonight. Girls basketball for Sauk Prairie got the chance to play at the Fiserv Forum today. DeForest will be their opponent. 12:45 is when it will get going. Reedsburg girls basketball is going to be at Mawson tonight at 7 o'clock. And for Portage, the Warrior girls will be hosting Montello. It's actually going to be senior night for Portage. 7:15 is the tip-off for that matchup. Bucks make it back-to-back wins, this time against a very good opponent in the Denver Nuggets. 112-95, the final yesterday. Greek Freak dominated with 36 points, 18 rebounds in the game. Damian Lillard dropped 18 for the contest. In total, 14 Bucks players played at least 3 minutes in this game. Win moves the team to 35-19 for the season. Denver falls to 36-18 with the loss. Bucks right back at it again tonight as they're going to be hosting the Miami Heat. 7 o'clock is the tip-off for that one. And tonight, the Badgers will look to end what's been a devastating 4-game losing skid. They've lost games to Nebraska, Purdue, Michigan, and Rutgers. Team returns to the Kohl Center tonight to host Ohio State. 8 o'clock is this evening's tip-off. With Max FM Sports, I'm Mike Anger.
Max FM Weather, sponsored by Davis Home Furnishings and Flooring of Reedsburg. Stop in for all your furniture, flooring, and blind needs. See us at 2543 East Main Street in Reedsburg.
It is going to be mostly sunny today. We'll get to 37 for a high this afternoon with wind out of the northwest at 5 to 15. Tonight, partly cloudy, low of 24. Tomorrow, partly cloudy and mild, 47 with some rain and snow likely tomorrow night into Thursday. If you are looking for a great place to live, stay, shop, and play, I'll tell you this, it's easy to get to Worthington, Minnesota. Check out Worthington. It's worth a look. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Temperature now 29. 99.7.
7:49 right now. It's Rick Springfield. This is Jesse's Girl on Max FM.
Jesse is a friend. Yeah, I know he's been a good friend of mine. But lately something's changed. It ain't hard to define. Jesse's got himself a girl and I want to make her mine. And she's watching him with those eyes. And she's loving him with that body. I just know it. And he's holding her. Along with the charade, there doesn't seem to be a reason to change. You know, I feel so dirty when they start talking cute. I wanna tell her that I love her, but the point is probably moot. Cause she's watching him with those eyes, and she's loving him with that body. I just know it. And he's holding her in his arms late, late at night.
Maximum hits of the 80s, 90s, and more. 99.7 Max FM, 752 right now. And Finn, we have to celebrate today. It's time for our birthday list. It's a good list of a lot of names people are probably going to recognize. But of course, if you are celebrating a birthday or maybe know somebody who is, while we're going through the celebrity side of things, make sure you text us on the Ho-Chunk Gaming Wisconsin Dells text line, 355-9970. Starting right here at the top with Sophia Lillis. She is Bill's crush Beverly in the remake of the It movie. She's celebrating her 22nd birthday today. Prince Michael Jackson Jr., of course, he was the son of Michael Jackson and the uterus donor, as I like to call her, Debbie Rowe, because that was a weird relationship.
That was a strange period, wasn't it?
It was a strange, weird time in the world, too. Prince Michael Jackson Jr. is celebrating his 27th birthday today. Daniel Portman, who played Podrick Payne on Game of Thrones, is 32 years old. Oh, I love this woman. Mina Savari, who played Heather in the American Pie movies, Kevin Spacey's Downfall in American Beauty. She's the star of the short-lived sitcom American Woman. She is celebrating her 45th birthday. I always thought she was super talented. I love her.
Yeah, I haven't seen her around lately. Mm-mm.
No, it's been a really long time.
It's hard to believe she's, what, 45?
I know.
Again, American Beauty was, somewhere in the 90s. So, yeah, it's been a while.
I really loved her, though. She was awesome. Let's see. Randy Moss. Oh, Green Bay Packers fans, you know, is behind well after he mooned Packers fans during his career with the Vikings. He's a retired NFL wide receiver. He's also a Hall of Famer. He's celebrating his 47th birthday today. Kelly Hu from X-Men 2 and also the Scorpion King. Most recently, she was Pearl on the Vampire Diaries and China White on Arrow. She is 56 years old today. Freedom Williams, who's the buff rapper formerly of CNC Music Factory, he's celebrating his 58th birthday today. We might have to pull out some CNC Music Factory just because we can, and it's Freedom Williams' birthday, right? You're going to love this one. Peter Gabriel is celebrating today. He is 74 years old. He is one of the best lead singers of Genesis, if not the best, right? That could be arguable, I guess, depending on where you lie. Some of his biggest solo hits include 1982's Security, that was one of his big albums, which featured Shock the Monkey, as you know, and 1986's So, another one of his albums that included In Your Eyes, Sledgehammer, and also Big Time. So we'll pull out some Peter Gabriel this morning as well.
Nice.
Stocker Channing, the first lady on the West Wing, and of course, if you are a fan of the movie Grease, you know her as Rizzo. She is celebrating her 80th birthday today. I love Stocker Channing.
Yeah.
Always be a fan of Stocker Channing. Kim Novak, star of the 1958 Hitchcock classic Vertigo. She is celebrating her 91st birthday today. So there you have it. Now, of course, if you're celebrating a birthday or even an anniversary today, all of us here at Max FM hope you have a wonderful day. And remember, to add somebody to this list, it's always easy. All you have to do is text us on the Ho-Chunk Gaming Wisconsin Dells text line, 355-9970. Not a lot of names on the list today, but some really good ones. Some people that I'm huge fans of. So I love it when that happens. Taking a look at this forecast right now, mostly cloudy today. It's going to be a little cooler than what we saw yesterday. 37 for a high, Finn. Partly cloudy down to 25 tonight, then lots of sun. Mild tomorrow with a high near 47. Now, we do have a chance for a rain-snow mix tomorrow night, eventually possibly becoming all snow with maybe 1 to 2 inches before it's all said and done. A low tomorrow right around 30. Of course, we'll keep you updated on all the latest. You're actually going to hear more from Sean Cable here in just a moment, along with ABC and local news. Right now, it's 29.
Fall in love with our great Valentine's Day deals at Pierce's Express Market in Baraboo. Certified Angus beef, boneless, family pack, New York strip steaks are $8.99 a pound. 80% lean, family pack ground beef is $2.99 per pound. And while supplies last, we have fresh salmon fillets at $9.99 a pound. We also have you covered with a large assortment of flowers, bouquets, plants, chocolate, and rose bouquets for just $17.99 a dozen while supplies last. Happy Valentine's Day from Pierce's Express Market, family owned since 1924.
Freefallin', the Tom Petty Concert Experience is back in Wisconsin Dells this Friday night at the Legacy Dinner Theater. For nearly 20 years, Freefallin' has toured the world recreating the authentic experience of a Tom Petty concert, complete with the costumes and instruments Tom was known for. Following his passing, Free Fallin' was the only band asked to perform at the Tom Petty Birthday Bash in Gainesville, Florida, to over 25,000 fans. And with Petty's record-setting 28 top 10 hits, you're bound to sing along. Join us for one show only this Friday night at the Legacy Dinner Theater, Wisconsin Dells, across from the Wilderness Resort. And make plans to join us Saturday night for a night of Ozzy as Crazy Babies takes over Wisconsin Dells for the first time. Get tickets now at LegacyDinnerTheater.com. That's LegacyDinnerTheater.com.
Whether you're a woman looking to start or expand your family, SSM Health St. Clair Hospital Baraboo is here for you from the start. Our women's health providers create an environment of focused care and are proud to provide a wide range of women's health services. To schedule an appointment with a provider or learn more about our family birth suites, visit ssmhealth.com/baraboobirth or call 608-355-3800.
Put a frog in boiling water and it'll jump right out. But put a frog in cool water and slowly heat it up, that frog will boil. As veterans, we tell ourselves the lie that we can handle anything. We let the water boil. You are not a frog. If you or a veteran you know needs support, don't wait. Reach out. Find resources at va.gov/reach. That's va.gov/reach. Brought to you by the United States Department of Veterans Affairs and the Ad Council.
WRPQ Baraboo.
W279EG Reedsburg.
ABC News, I'm Sherry Preston. The Senate passing a standalone funding bill this morning. ABC's Karen Travers has details.
After months of negotiations, the Senate has finally passed a bill that would send funding to Ukraine, Israel, and Taiwan. It now heads to the House, where it faces a very uncertain future. Speaker Mike Johnson has said he won't bring this up for consideration because it doesn't include major changes to border policy. The Senate actually reached a bipartisan deal that addressed the border, but under intense pressure from Donald Trump, congressional Republicans said they would not support it, and so the Senate removed that part from the bill that passed today. Karen Travers, ABC News, Washington.
South Africa has